While we may not literally turn green with envy, our bodies do show our emotions in lots of other ways, from puffing up with pride to sweating when we're nervous. Our feelings are kind of there for everyone to see.
And scientists are tracking more ways that our bodies show and feel emotion. Our next guest has written about this. Science writer Gemma Tarlak is associate editor at Discover Magazine, based in Waukesha. Gemma, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be with you guys again.
Well, I think, Gemma, of emotion as mostly learned. It's like a cultural behavior, at least the way we show it and express it. But in the research you wrote about, scientists found that some of it is built in. How did they figure that out?
That's right. And the study looked at emotional responses in three countries, Finland, Sweden, and Taiwan. And it involved more than 700 people, all different ages, both genders, et cetera. And over the course of five experiments, they had people view, they didn't tell them, hey, this is going to be a photo of an angry person or this is going to be a sad short story, but they had them view emotionally loaded images, movies, short stories and words, and right along with the images they were seeing, there were two blank body silhouettes. And as the people were viewing the images, they were asked to color in on the computer screen with the silhouettes and one of the body images, areas of their body that they felt increased activity. So think of, you know, the way your heart pounds or the way your cheeks flush. And then the second silhouette, they were asked to color in those areas where they felt decreased activity. I think we've all felt, you know, our hands get cold or our feet get cold with fear or anxiety. And then they combine those two images in a composite, and across three different cultures, three very different languages, they found that there were universal responses to emotions.
And there were colors involved, too. Where did the colors come from?
Well, the colors in the chart, and you can go online to Discover Magazine and see it. It's a little tough to describe it here over the air, but basically, areas of increased activity were very vivid yellows and oranges and reds, and areas of decreased activity, you know, the pit in your stomach or the cold hands and feet, those were blues and purples. And when they combine those images to make the composite profiles, it actually looks enough like thermal imagery that we had some readers look at it and say, hey, they're saying this is thermal photography, and it's not. It's just a composite of the self-reported emotional responses.
We've got a visual aid. I have a link to the
Discover
Magazine article on the Central Time Facebook page, so you can see this in action. Well, let's get into where people in these three different, completely different cultures felt different kinds of emotions. Let's get happy first. What did happiness feel like to these people?
I'm so glad we're getting happy. But happiness, I love it because it's really the only emotion they tested that was felt throughout the body, especially in the chest and in the head, a little bit in the stomach, but really throughout the body. It really kind of pops on that page.
And what about some of the more negative emotions now that we've gotten happy? What about things like anxiety and fear?
Sure. Anxiety really seems to be centered in the chest area. And when you think about, you know, anxiety, you get that the pounding heart, the nervousness. That's really a physiological response that I think it's very easy to identify with. And fear had a very similar, again, centered in the chest area, a little bit also more in the pit of the stomach. To me, out of all the images, the most interesting, one of the most interesting was depression.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you look at all 14 images, I should say they tested 13 emotions and had one neutral silhouette that acted as kind of one of the controls in the experiments, but they had 14 images, and depression really stands out because the entire body is this cold, sort of barren blue and purple, and I felt bad just looking at it, you know, but it's really interesting. To me, in addition to the fact that they're universal, they also controlled for specific idioms in the languages. You know, when you think in English, we have the expression, oh, I got cold feet, or, you know, my cheeks flushed red with shame. We have all these expressions that associate colors and feelings with different parts of the body for emotions. And that's in English, but it varies somewhat from language to language. And so even controlling for that, looking at three different languages, Swedish, Finnish, and Chinese, from three different language groups, Germanic, Uralic, and Asian, they were able to say, yeah, these are universal, regardless of any predisposition you might have to feeling an emotion based on an idiom in your native language.
Well, reading this and looking at those images, I'm wanting to feel that emotion and try to track where I feel things and where I don't feel along with that. Did you find yourself, when you looked at this, like constantly self-analyzing, oh, I'm happy. Where is that happy?
Yeah, you know, it did. And I really found anger pretty interesting, too, because when you look at anger, there is a lot of increased activity in the chest and in the head, but also in the hands. I mean, the hands of that silhouette look like they're on fire.
And looks like the Terminator.
Yeah. When you think about the way you feel when you're angry, you know, I feel my cheeks flush, I feel my chest tightened, but I also feel that increased sensation that you just want to take those fists of fury and put them through the wall sometimes.
Another really fascinating one, and I'm cheating, I'm looking at it online right now, is love. And that guy kind of looks like he's on fire, and all of the sensation sort of ends right where you think it will, is from the tip of the head down to, well, you know.
Down to the business.
You know, yeah.
Wait, what about head over heels?
The heels are not involved in this picture, no.
Well, Gemma, I'm wondering why. Are these researchers taking this to the next step and trying to figure out why our bodies feel or don't feel pegged to these different emotions?
Yeah, and this is a really interesting part of the research that, you know, it can be very difficult sometimes for people who are in a certain emotional state or perhaps have a mood disorder such as anxiety or depression. It can be very difficult for them to articulate. You know, I think very few people walk into a doctor's office and say, hey, I'm depressed. You know, it's a process of figuring out. But they think that these maps, understanding how people feel and how people self-report sensations in the bodies linked to certain emotional states, they think this may be a really useful way for someone to, you know, walk into a doctor's office and say, hey, you know, I feel really cold in my hands and my feet or whatever, and just start the conversation that way. And maybe, you know, it could be a biomarker that's maybe more relatable for the patient to express how they're feeling and for the health practitioner to say, okay, I think I know what emotional state this person may be in and whether we have to look into whether there's a mood disorder behind this. So it's more information. It enhances our understanding of emotions and how we experience them physiologically.
Do you think that will require a mental shift from people, the idea that these emotions sort of are housed in different areas of the body instead of just sort of the mind?
Well, that's a good question and a really big one. I think it really varies. I have to say one of the really fascinating parts about writing about this study was the reader response. It actually was huge online. I think we got more hits than almost any other story we've ever had online for Discover. And reading the comments, it was really fascinating to see how many people reacted with almost anger, saying, hey, this was all self-reported. This is no machines were used. That was my favorite comment. This doesn't mean anything because no machines were used. And I think it's interesting how some people just have kind of a knee-jerk reaction to, whoa, emotions. You know? And I think down the road, this kind of information, the more we have of it, maybe it'll change some minds and put some people in touch with their orange, red, yellow, blue, purple feelings. I don't know.
Well, and the topic of mindfulness is something that people keep coming back to on this show and in things we read out there. It seems like this is a nice kind of target zone for people to be mindful about their emotions, to identify the physical sensations that are associated with them.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think that's a great point. And I would love it if we all took a moment to just kind of feel where we're at, literally, in engage our emotional state. I think it would certainly cut down on the number of angry comments on the internet, I think.
Well, Gemma, it's been fun. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Always fun with you guys.
That was Gemma Tarlek, Associate Editor of Discover Magazine.